Who the hell are you talking to on the phone? It sounds like you're having some sort of in-depth conversation with our dear old dead mother. Well, in a sense, you're not far away from the truth. I was actually speaking to our dead mother, not through a medium or anything, on the telephone, through an AI app. It's called the Telepathic Comms Pack. What? You see, it sort of has the larynx of Lazarus. You can program it with the merest sort of minutiae of recording, and it replicates the voice. So, you know, bringing the dead back to speak with you, really. God, you are macabre. Well, no, not in a sense, but you are. I mean, what, the larynx of Lazarus formulates and pronounces past people, friends or relatives, brings them back from the dead to talk to you in real time. Sort of, yeah. Reproduces, well, it can reproduce anyone, you know, from minutiae of videos. It assimilates and little fragments of a few seconds of your voice, and it can mimic, you know, like a minor bird, replicates and rejuvenates, literally. Restores. I mean, that's how they do the old tapes, the old cellular recordings and films of the Beatles and the walkie-talkies, even the silent films they're putting, you know, words to now. And you can have it quickly, you know, rebuilt. The entire vocabulary, it will fill it in, it fills all the spaces in and gives you what you need. And what is it you need? Well, it's all part of the AI, the chat, you know, GPT-16 systems. That's full of crap. No, it's not. It's actually really, really good. It's you that's in the dark ages. You know, still scratching out scribe to script in longhand here. I mean, come on. Hey, your mindset is virtually medieval. This is hell. There's nothing medieval about it. You think I was a savage or something just because I write in longhand. I find much... Well, it's better for me. And it gives me all this stuff that you're into, this AI. I mean, there's no original thought. At least I still have original thought. Oh, yes, for now. You think it is, but I mean, unless, of course, you put anything online, which you do all the time, and then it's not original thought. It's out there for everybody, you know. You shouldn't be scared of the algorithm. It's there to aid and abet and... What? Aid and abet? What, do you want me speaking or spieling to some imaginary friend on the telephone or what? It's just chat, GPT, it's all. I mean, it's... Oh God, you must be lonely. Are you actually be speaking to our dead mother on the phone? Well, it's not actually our mother, is it? And apart from that, it's brilliant. It's so fabulously accurate and articulate. It just feels as though you're speaking to mother. It's so ab-fab. Ab-fab. Ab-fab mad, more like. What? I mean, you... Well, what you don't realise is that everyone now is leaving a DNA digital fingerprint, footprint, and every print. You know, since the dawn of time, since the dawn of AIs, there's only you that's still, you know, writing with a... dodo quill pen, virtually, and ink. I mean, this thing can scratch and scrape and collate a catalogue, back catalogue, and, you know, profile every single person or personality that you ever had anything to do with. You know, it's there. It's ready for recycling and resurrection, and, you know, it's all basically at our fingertips. And, to be feasted upon like a ready meal. It's cooked and created and there, instantaneous. We've instantaneously brought your grandmother back to life. Oh, God. And I mean, look, the stuff you're bringing back to life, I mean, do you really want to listen to our old mother's or grandmother's voice? I mean, spewing and spieling out the bitter and the bile rubbish they used to. I mean, it's bad enough when they were here. Can you imagine being on the phone again to them? I couldn't be bothered listening to them at all. I mean, listening to some posthumous podcast of sorts. I mean, what the hell do, what do you get out of it? Well, I get solace and warmth and contentment with listening to my mother speak. I mean, it's not as you used to put, you know, some evil incarnate or spectre of spirit I'm speaking to. It's our mother, don't forget, and all her past recordings and anything she... I mean, don't forget, it's the wonderful thing about this is it scrapes and scratches it. It's the conversations we have, I've never heard before, most of them. It's not like what, when she was suffering from dementia and used to repeat the same old thing over and over again about her dancing with Canadian war heroes and stuff. I mean, this is brand new. This is from all a child and everything. Really? Oh, yeah, it's like digital diaries. I mean, all the letters that she ever sent off, all the everything, it's all been scraped and scratched together. And posthumous profiling, you know, it sounds like it's like grave robbing and we should probably say RIP, let them rest in peace and all that. But, I mean, it's silly to do that. This is, as you would put it, digital death. But it's an amazing sort of capability, you know, to bring the deceased back. And you've got much more of the backgrounds that's been put together, itemised and put together, and just collated and chronologically coated in sugar-coated or something. What the? I mean, it's like a short movie. Movie? Yes, you can play the podcast and it's there. It's poignant and condensed and put together. It's not just a non-stop, enormous journal of somebody's chronological creations or something. You chat back and forth. It's a question and answer, Q&As. You know, it's an exciting format. I mean, just to listen to our mother when she was young talking about things that I've never, ever heard before. And it's wonderful. I mean, she goes back to being a teenager and all sorts. It's incredible. She never ever talked, you know, she never said a thing about that when she was alive. Probably couldn't even remember anyway. And certainly didn't want to, you know, go into the minutiae and the, shall we say, the dirty details of things. I mean, let's face it here. I'll give you an example. Yeah? Roger will do it for us. Roger? Who the hell's Roger? He's my plastic PA, the algorithm. Roger. Yeah. Well, plastic PA is great. Here, watch. He'll scrape something together in an instant. Pictorial picture, 3D, framing, or anything. Risky? Especially risky. He doesn't leave anything out. You see, to them, you know, to Roger, it's not risque, it's not scandal. And it's in minute detail. Watch. Roger, just plan me out a weekend in London, would you? Use all my existing back catalogue profiles of when I was there before, past trips and what I thought were fantastic. Scratch the diaries and scrape the diaries of coffee bars, cinemas, films, movies, museums, the usual works. Watch. Watch in a few minutes. God. Yeah. Now, Roger, put it up on screen. Don't bother printing it. Put it all on screen, a 3D it. Oh, my God. It's showing you all the bars. Yeah, look at them. Even me in there, look. Shows you all the pictures of where you were and all the wonderful times you had. This is the great thing. And also, you know, it can bring me so to life. Roger, pan me in. Bring me forward. Let me see what I was saying at that moment in time. Because not only can it... you know, use my voice, use my mother's, use anybody's voice, really. It's almost as though it can read your lips as to what you were saying. Really? That's unbelievable. Watch this again. Roger, do the same thing with my mother on her last trip to London. On her last, I don't know, 10 trips to London. Go back as far as you can. Pixelate it together and piece it together and give me the same video link as what we're doing here on a 3D. 3D it. Oh, Jesus H. Christ, there she is. That's what I mean. That's like some sort of spook or spectra. Roger, bring her forward. Let's see her speaking. Listen to her speaking. Dude, bring her voice up. We can't hear it. Bring her, raise the volume on my mother. There, you see, in her younger days, in a London coffee bar during the war. How the hell has it done that? It must be photos kicking around somewhere. It's scraped them together and built. It pixelates the rest of the past. Any trace, it pixelates it together. and gives you a running stream, builds you a little movie and a play sort of thing, using obviously our mother or me or you. This is terrifying. Yeah, well, terrifying. It's only like Walt Disney, isn't it? I mean, they do the same now. They just pixelate it together. Once they've done one print run, they don't do millions and millions of copies now. It's all virtually, you know, interacted, and it can shape and move things into whatever you want. I mean, we can have our mother dancing or anything. I mean, have you ever seen our mother dancing? Roger, just try and find a short tiny video of our mother dancing at the Empress ballrooms or whatever, wherever she used to dance during the war. Bring her up, let's have a look. There, have you ever seen anything like that? My God, the detail is incredible. I know. And that's what I mean. You need to. You couldn't do this if you got a million years of time. It's the way they do it is how they do the interactive scenarios that they do with the new 3D anime porn things. Porn. Oh yeah, I mean, they're miles in advance of everyone else. This is where it all comes from. They've got everything. Sweat, saliva, da-da-da, you name the liquid vitals are all there, pixelated into perversion. I mean, this is where it all comes from, this capability. It's all spilt and splashed on suntan skin there, but this is the incredible avatar algorithm is with us. That's what I mean. You're living in the dark ages. Just a touch and here we are. Fake is now frame by frame. The data banks are there in complete format. No exemptions. I mean, anyone that's ever been caught on any camera or in a, it can be formulated. Posthumous parties are now the go-go. I mean, PPPs are all the rage. PPPs. Yes, posthumous past parties. I mean, there's one megalomaniac who's rented out the city hall. He's had everyone brought back to life. All the videos are there, everything, and all friends left. He's had all silicon dolls made of them and walking, talking 3D print dolls. And here to you, it's probably obscene. Me, I'm not keen on it, but it was truly incredible. You went? Yeah, I'm one of his buddies, don't forget. He wanted me there, and it was just an incredible... It sounds like a necrophilia. Well, he's a necromaniac. He does virtually... He's obsessed with things past and the dead, but does he engage in any necrophilia? It's not necrophilia if you did anyway. They're all 3D printed dolls. You know, I mean, you can't say, you know, it's not a dead body he's screwing. It's a silicon doll. I mean, he's got all his schoolgirl crushes were there. They were you know, walking about serving drinks. Semi-clad. No, it's disgusting. Well, why is it disgusting? He's had his schoolgirl crushes brought back to life. He's obviously got the old photographs. They 3D printed it, and they're incredible. I mean, I know it's like some sort of multimedia medium of going back in time, but I mean, it was truly, truly awe-inspiring what he'd done. It was like just a school reunion. You know, like you said, it was like a prom. It was just like we were teenagers all over again. I mean, there were girls there that even I had crushes on. They were all there, walking, talking. And it was all scraped and scratched from Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. It was just... So are you going to consent to anything like this? Well, you have, haven't you? Yes. Yes, I've already had the plastic prototype sent through. God's truth. Who the hell is it? What, it's not an old bird, some old flame, is it? No, it's Rob, you know, Roberto. Roberto? Why? Well, mainly because his archives are so deep. He was so big on the, you know, he's massively into that sort of thing, wasn't he? Facebook and TikTok and every It's into every single perversion going, that man. I mean, good God. Well, yeah, but... So what the hell do you want sort of... one of these sort of things floating around for? Yeah. It's like some sort of plastic pervert. You know, resurrecting some broth doll. It's not a brothel. And I'm not resurrecting any dolls to screw. It's a friend of mine. But why are you resurrecting? I mean, it's like some sort of Halloween bride that these people are bringing back. Some corpse bride. I mean, everything's crawling back out of the coffins. It's like a... It's like what happened with JC way back when he was crucified and all the coffins opened and everybody walking around the streets, all the dead bodies. I mean, is this what we're doing? It's just silicon. 4D printed silicon. Yeah, but why would you want to bring Roberto back? Well, it's all about... I mean, what do you want the deepest, darkest past opening up? All the shady secrets and things. Why do you want... Why? I mean, leave them in peace. I mean, Roberto. What the hell have you brought him back for? I mean, him did nothing but row and squabble. Every time I was in the man's company, I wanted to strangle him or knock him out. He's a notorious lady killer, like a man-eater. Ah, that's the thing, you see. It was so much fun. Never found anybody, really, to replace him. He got that many skeletons and bodies buried. They were rattling to the surface everywhere. That's a great thing. If you're going to bring anybody back, you've got to bring somebody back who's been extremely entertaining, even though he was cantankerous, bad-tempered and obstreperous most of the time. He was such a scream. I mean, I couldn't go out without having a glorious, sensational time. And, you know, he's got that much background. So, consequently, I've had it scraped and scratched and put into data banks, and they're building me a perfect walkie-talkie 3D model with all the scandals and all the ghastliness still in. It's like Facebook or Ghostbook with all the ghastliness. Hey, presto. Hey, presto. I mean, that predatorial naughty boy. I mean, he was even involved in a little incest, wasn't he? Well, it was rumoured he had a little incest with his teenage years, but I don't know, something to do with doctors and nurses or something, but who knows? I mean, anyway, the big old algorithms is the monstrous elephant in the room or the dinosaur in your drawbridge. It hardly hides anything to an algorithm. That's not... It doesn't know what scandal is. It just collates, scrapes and scratches everything together. It doesn't really do subtlety or scandal. I mean, it just formulates. It doesn't sugarcoat it. It just serves it up straight. Yes, very straight and very salty. A right white knuckle ride with Roberto on the ghost train. Jesus, that's fantastic. I mean, it's like having him back in person. It's fantastic. I mean, the prototype was unbelievable. The real model, when it comes, is going to be even more futuristic and fantastic. Really. And so that's it, is it? The profile, and you can project the past, future, and present, I suppose. Oh, yeah. Yeah, promotes and prompts everything. It's like having a nudging little knock that's nuzzling at the nape of your neck. So Roberto doesn't start nuzzling and nibbling at the nape or the... God, or anything else. What a sex pest he was. Pretty dreadful, wasn't he? But still, he doesn't just have that side. I don't know why you were friends with him. You were friends with him for 30-odd years, 35. That's what I mean. And you've got him now reprinted. 5D print. What a stuff, mate. But it's brilliant. I mean, they do it in atom-sized pieces, and that's why it takes so long. It's like giving birth. I mean, it takes 9 months of constant manufacture, and this plastic and silicon dummy doll, it's not dummy, you know, it's like having a baby, isn't it, but a full-size person when it's born. It sounds almost dreadful. Every detail, oh yeah, down to the last fretle, sweat glands, the lot, walkie-talkie, the even BO, warm, cold, and the temperature changes with... it's like Terminator. Robocop all piled into one, isn't it? Pretty much, but I mean, it's got a real feel fantastic. I mean, but why do you want... Why would you want to resurrect Roberto? I mean, Jesus. because he was such a good laugh and he went too soon. We didn't, well, she didn't jump into bed together or something. Well, that's not going to happen, is it? I'm asexual, he's bisexual. I mean, he may want to jump me, but it never happened. So, you know, just, I mean, take him to bars, coffee, cinema, anything. I mean, I'm so lonely without my best buddy. God's truth. I'll take him on holiday. On holiday? Oh, yeah. He's got a passport. Passport's come through before I've even got the, you know, the replica. Oh, Jesus, a passport. Oh, that sounds like a pet. Well, it's insane. I mean, this lady killing pervert with incestual overtones. I mean, why would you want to resurrect that? He was bisexual with a hint of the, what you're talking about. Will he still have the traits? I hope so. What do you mean you hope so? Can't you just have them taken out? I don't want them taken out. I want him to be as he was, Roberto at my side. You know, chatting, having a loose. But he's a veteran paedophile, predatory paedophile. All right, he's plastic, but it's, I mean, heaven's sake, forbid it, it went wrong. And then, what if it went wrong? I mean, how much is he weighing in at, this thing? It's 50 kilos. It's life size, life feel, everything. See what I mean? What if it went wrong? No, they have gotten wrong. I mean, in America, a couple of people have tried to bring lawsuits against the companies that made them and fabricated them for sodomy and rape. But as the company said, you know, on the grounds, they preset the profiles, they overrode the computers that were already in the things. They had them, you know, they had them hacked and rejigged, as it were, you know, remapped into being a machine that engaged in BDSM and stuff. I mean, that's the thing, you know, they don't just normally do that. You've got to have them remapped. And they, well, they went, well, there was a couple of them went feral. They screwed half the neighbourhood. One of them had to be shot. And the woman, you know, the woman who it attacked, she said she'd now pay any amount of money to get it back. You know, it's totally ignored, of course. I mean, the thing had to be destroyed. It was, they couldn't even reset the computers on the thing. It had gone AWOL into, I don't know, some sort of hysteria and they call it hallucinating, but, you know, it had gone totally off path. I mean, one of my friends has got one. She keeps him in a cage like a wild animal. You're mad. You're all mad. I mean, what the hell's she done with that? And she had it remapped. He's Jasper. She sort of, well, I can always tell when she's been sort of messing around with Jasper, because she's normally black and blue, wears sunglasses and everything. Had the marks and but scratched the ribbons and still got a massive smile on her face instead of that awful frown. I mean, but at least he puts a smile on her face. God, what if he kills her? Well, she does have a kill strap fitted, in actual fact. Kill strap? What the hell's one of them? Well, it's like, you know, like when you have speedboats or jet skis, the pilot always has to have a kill strap on there. And when, you know, pull the plug and it stops, obviously. And this is the same thing. If he gets too carried away, then... mind you saying that, she once did tell me that, unfortunately, she was face down, being held face down or something, and severely goose senseless, and she couldn't get the bloody strap off, you know. And, well, she said to me, it certainly brought tears to her eyes, and she was unable to walk for a week or two, virtually. God, now what happened? Well, it ran out of juice, basically, literally. Battery failure. Good job, us. Well, she'd have been probably screwed senseless, literally to death, by the sounds of it. Oh my God, this is some sort of masochistic maniacs. I mean, who the hell wants a robot beating the helling living daylights out of you? It's amazing what people, you know, I mean, what? And what happens if the thing just pounces on some poor unsuspecting passerby? Now that it's in free mode, loose to do whatever it is, What if what if one of your neighbours had jumped on one of them? Has been done before, but you know, it's with having them mapped up and hacked. You know, the system's hacked. Some people do want more than what they're sent for. Christ! But I just can't understand you wanting some bad-tempered, nasty old thing back, like Roberto, for heaven's sake, bitter, bile-filled. I mean, who was relatives brought back? Spitting blood and fire out of there, I mean, but, huh? bombastic old bastards. The last thing I need is any friend, foe, or family back. Miserable megalomaniacs are mithering about the price of margarine non-stop. No, thank you. Well, you know, I mean, you always err on the negative. I mean, there is a positive side to the persona. You can't have them set to just, you know, a piece of happy plastic. A piece of happy plastic. I mean, a friend of mine just had to take this, for instance. She had a school friend print it out, and, you know, it's like going back to Alice in Wonderland. It's absolutely great when you go around. They're all teenagers that she's got. Sounds another old pervert, a voyeur or something. No doubt she watches them copulate. It's like dreadful. I mean, you're getting as daft as them. Leave these skeletons in the closet. These silicon skin jobs. I mean, what is going on? We're not all asexuals. Lonely asexuals like you. We do need stimulus. So a sexual android is the way to do it, eh? Oh, I bet it is. Do you not think that, you know, I mean, it's going to get to a point where these things know more than we do about each other. Well, they do now. It's almost telepathic. I mean, that's the thing about mobile phones and, you know, deep brain stimulus chips and, you know, all the old OAP centres now. I mean, they're all full of people having a wing-ding time. They're all on sort of magic mushroom diets and LSD. Last time I went round to see Mildred, it was just literally like what the woman's encounter. It literally was like Alice in Wonderland. It was a 101th birthday party, and she was like a child. I mean, the first thing she did to me was burst into fits of laughter and throw a handful of jelly at me, and then sped off on the doodlebug. Doodlebug? What's a doodlebug? Well, it's a bit like an electric chair that vibrates and levitates, keep you laughing. Oh, God. You mean some sort of vibrating bloody... Oh, dear God. And what the warden's doing while this is all happening? Well, they're trying to keep them under control. They're all chipped up. They have to shut them down one by one if they get out of control. I mean, Mildred came buzzing at me like a huge drone. I thought it looked like... Because she was all dressed in black, you know, she does, and in her granny goggles, those pixelated Google specs that wrap around, and they look like huge, great, I don't know, compound eyes. She looked like a bloody beetle coming at me. Frightened me to death, but she was seeing the minute detail and vibration of anything in the room. I mean, but the problem is, she came flying at me with those mosaic lenses, and they were glinting live under the lights, and frightened me to death. Really did. I looked like a giant, you know, green beetle, black beetle. Oof, awful. Christ. So you want this back? You want this in your life? Something like that? Well, no, it's not. No, I'm not having Rob wearing, you know, granny sort of goggles. He's fine as he is. Virtually 20/20 vision. That's what they put in there. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's got all the data on board. It interacts. Same as my mother on the phone. She interacts so perfectly. It's fantastic. You're mad. All of you are going barking mad. I end up getting strangled to death by one of these things. It's some god-awful sex whatever. You'll end up in a Boston Strangler just topping you. That'd be silly. I bet you, I'll read about you and Roberto will have goosed your senses and strangle you. Oh, you do sound awful. Well, I mean, you don't realise that you can, like we're having this interaction, this argument, it's just the same with all these, you know, with my silicon PA Roger, you know, you can hologram him virtually here and have a chat with him and a row and a squabble. It's just fantastic. It's Big Brother. It's all too intimate. It's nothing's safe anymore. Nothing's sacred. These things are scraping and scratching. I mean, your robot Rob the robot or whatever you're going to call him. I mean, how do you know he's not going to blab everything? Blab what? All your secrets to all your friends. Your total recall, a light speed, I don't know, synaptic sparks or something. Thoughts, I mean. They're reading your brain virtually. They know all your background, don't they? Well, of course they know. I mean, let's face it, he was losing it when he left us. I mean, he was becoming befuddled and kept on repeating reel-to-reel rhetoric. I mean, last thing I want back is that. Of course he's got all my background. He needs to trade on our backgrounds, and that's how we do it. What do you think I'm going to do? Ask for a muddled, befuddled silicon, you know, doll back that I can't communicate. That's going, what do you want me to do? So you say, can you send one with dementia so it sits dumb in the corner? Of course I'm not going to do that. I want something that's synaptic sparks, like some, I don't know, like a sparkler in the dark on bonfire night. It's, I want all the memories, I want everything. I want it to supercharge me so it remembers all my past as well. Rejig me into action, otherwise I'll be joining the Gaga crew. So it can hallucinate and fill in and pixel print all the gaps, I suppose. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the one I'm getting is also is solar powered. It's got skin receptors that leave him out in the garden and he's charged up. Or leave him in the sun, of course. I mean, no good when he's in the dark, as they say, they get tired in the dark. They get tired. Well, that's one of the things, isn't it? You know, you can plug them in if you want. Right. So, oh, Jesus, H, a solar-powered skin job. Are you real? Are you for real, brother? Do you really want to go down that path? I can see it's going to end in very, very large tears. Hmm? Yes? No. I want it. I want to be challenged. I want to be, you know, challenged. Well, what do you want to do? Do you want, what are you just happy in this dumb contentment of your book collection and your scribbling longhand and formulating stuff that nobody ever wants to read? What's the matter with you? Why don't you just feed in a ChatGPT and get it, you know, I mean, you've got the basics there, vamp it up so into a modern script that then somebody wants to read other than you. They'll find your bushels under the bed when you're dead, man. I mean, all that work you've done, it's piling to the roof. You can virtually, you're shoulder charging every door in your flat, and it's at the acre square virtually. You're shoulder charging everything. You're writing all this garbage and nobody wants to read it. Feed it through chat. Feed it through the chat so that people want to. I'm not interested in them reading it. Well, then you'll just fade into infinity. You'll be dead before your time. Boom, gone. I don't want to be. This is the thing. I couldn't do with one of those creepy things. I'd be on tender hooks all the time, one of them things creeping around the place. It's like having, literally, like what we said earlier, like having corpse crawl out of the coffin. Oh, you don't understand. You want to come with me and just see. In fact, come round and see Roberta. It comes next week. Oh, rest. I mean, I suppose you're just happy squeaking with fat blood to your death. I can almost hear the cholesterols in your bloodstream rumbling around like pebbles on the beach. Oh, charming, isn't it? Just because I don't want to get into some plastic perversion, I'm an old fart. You are an old fart. You need some adrenaline rush to get your veins cleaned. In fact, you need a drain cleaner in there, not a vein cleaner. Oh, you need one of these. A dead lover, a plastic partner, that's what I need. Oh, come on. Your mind's gone. Mind you, I suggest you don't bother getting one. You're such a pessimistic bad luck. I mean, let's face it, you're like the voice of doom in the room. Yours would probably arrive. You'd probably rub up against it and catch the clap. Best you don't order one. Anyway, ciao. I'm going to speak to Mother again. Good luck.